The Perfect Holiday by Kathy Kelly. Read by Fiona Clark. Chapter 1. On the last day of the holiday, Claire woke early. In the soft bed beside her, Anthony snored quietly. He was a big man and took up most of the bed. One long leg and an arm were totally on Claire's side, but she didn't mind. She watched him for a moment, smiling at the way his dark hair was messily tangled in sleep. His skin was smooth and brown against the cool white of the sheets. Unlike hers, she thought. Claire was as pale as a milk bottle, no matter how much Greek sun she got. During their 2 weeks on the beautiful island of Corfu, she'd slowly moved from sunscreen factor 25 down to factor 8. She'd sunbathed for 4 hours one day, nearly falling asleep on the beach as the sea lapped gently against the shore. It had made no difference, except that her freckles had sort of joined up. With his dark brown eyes and rich tan, Anthony could have been a local. She slipped out from under the sheets, moving quietly so as not to wake her sleeping husband. At home, she never woke until her alarm clock blasted morning radio into her ears. Here in Greece, she woke at 6 most days. It was the light. On Corfu, the sun was magical. It beamed into the small blue and white hotel bedroom, urging her to wake up and enjoy the day. In the quiet suburb where she and Anthony lived in Ireland, you could count the days when the sun sneaked in past the heavy brocade curtains and into their bedroom. But here in Greece, sunlight was part of the experience. It made the white walls gleam, made the sea glitter. It made Claire Reynolds feel so very happy. Still barefoot and in pale blue pajama shorts and t-shirt, Claire gently opened the pine balcony doors and stepped outside. Hotel Athena was a sprawling white two-story building, a quarter of a mile from the beach. The brochure had said it was a 5-minute walk away, and for once, the travel brochure hadn't lied. In fact, the brochure hadn't done Hotel Athena justice. Simple Greek hotel, noted for its hospitality and quietness, with a beautiful garden behind the hotel where guests can sample traditional Greek cooking. This hadn't described the pure kindness of Sarah, the lovely English lady who ran the hotel with her Greek husband Stavros. When their coach dropped off Claire and Anthony and the other Irish guests, Sarah welcomed them all as if they were beloved relatives she hadn't seen for years. If she felt they were the hugging kind, she hugged them. Sarah was short and round, with long wavy blonde hair that was going grey. She wore a flowing light cotton dress that seemed to be made up of pink and purple flowers. Her many silver bangles jangled as she walked. Smiling and chattering, she led them into the hotel's cool, flower-scented lobby and made them sit down on blue-striped couches. Stavros, who was tall and dark and smiled a lot, offered trays of freshly squeezed orange juice or the local brandy. He didn't speak, just watched his wife fondly. When everyone was sitting, Sarah organized the rooms according to what she thought they needed. "You," she said, standing back and narrowing her eyes at Claire and Anthony, "need the honeymoon suite." Claire had laughed out loud. "We're not on honeymoon," she said truthfully, finding Anthony's hand and squeezing it. She'd have loved a honeymoon suite, but it wouldn't have been right to lie about it. At this point in her life, 33 last birthday, Claire liked total honesty. "Oh, I know you're not just married," Sarah said, smiling, "but I have a honeymoon feeling about you two. People in love need the honeymoon suite. You agree, Stavros?" Stavros nodded and began to look for their suitcases. Before Claire and Anthony knew it, they were being led up a winding wooden staircase to a pretty white and blue room with a jug of pink flowers sitting on the pine dressing table. The big double bed was made up with frilled snowy white pillows and a duvet that looked as soft as a cloud. There were 2 blue-striped armchairs like the couches in the lobby and several watercolour paintings on the wall. The paintings were of pink and purple flowers like the ones on Sarah's dress. Stavros showed...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?